Okay, good morning everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh Class Learning. So I hope everyone had a meaningful and uplifting 2 weeks. We are going, I thank our anonymous, wishes to remain anonymous, sponsor and hostess very, very much for her and her family's continued commitment to the Shir. May it bring a lot of Zechuyos Tova and many Shabbosos celebrated in good health with much Simcha and Oneg. So, we're going to continue. Last time we began a topic that I didn't have enough time to finish in one class, so it's going to be 2 class. And we are learning about this seeming contradiction in Chazal with 2 different sources. It came up 3 classes ago. Is it just 1 Shabbos and the Ge'ulah will come, or is it 2 Shabbosos and the Ge'ulah will come? So last time we learned in depth Medrash Shmos Rabbah. And I screen shared with you, and we went through the whole Medrash, and the Medrash really reiterates, it's Medrash Shmos Rabbah, Parasha Chav Hei Siman Yud Beis, that if we Israel keeps just 1 Shabbos, then the Geula, like we are supposed to, Kira'ui Ka'alacha, then the Geula will come. I did not have time to quote for you last time. The Art School Medrash Rabbah is such a beautiful set. It's really so, so beautiful. It's set up like the Gemara, like the Art School Gemara. But besides for the elucidation, on the bottom, they have many beautiful insights. And Divrei Torah, they call them insights to the Medrash. So I really want to share this with you. It's very important, and it's all about Shabbos and our understanding of Shabbos and the different aspects of Shmira Shabbos and why Shabbos is so important. Like we learned last time, it's connected to Kol Torah Kulo. Why is it if you keep just 1 Shabbos, the Medrash says, then the Geula will come? Because keeping Shabbos properly is like keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's what we learned last time from this Medrash. So therefore, if you keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah, of course Mashiach will come. So if you keep just 1 Shabbos properly, Klal Yisrael, and Shabbos is equal to Kol Torah Kulo and all the mitzvahs of the Torah, then Mashiach will come. And especially apropos, as today is Tazayin Tammuz, tomorrow is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. We don't fast tomorrow, but that's the day tomorrow. Tomorrow is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. We will fast the Nidcha fast on Yad Ches, but the 3 weeks begins tomorrow. And what we are truly waiting for is the Geula Asida and the Geula Shlema, when there will be Shalom for all of Klal Yisrael and Hashem's name V'Haye B'Yam Mahu Yehashem Echad Ushmo Echad. So if we just keep 1 Shabbos Kira'ui, the Geula, the Mashiach will come. So why is Shabbos equal to Kol Torah Kulo? So I go to Medrash Shmos Rabbah, Art School elucidated on the insights to this Medrash. So Shabbos is a day of faith, a day of Amuna. We are accustomed to think of Shabbos as one of the most basic mitzvos. It is so common to think of Shabbos as one of the most basic mitzvos that we use the term Shomer Shabbos to refer to someone who is an observant Jew. So it's interesting, right? If you think of someone, if you want to identify if a person is observant, firm or not, you don't say they're Shomer Yom Kippur. You don't say they're Shomer Pasach. You don't say they're Shomer Taras HaMishpacha. You don't say they're Shomer Kosher. What is the term, the Toar, the compliment that identifies if a Jew is observant or not? Shmir Shabbos? Are they Shomer Shabbos? It means that they also keep Pesach, and they also keep Yom Kippur, and they also keep Taras HaMishpacha, and they also keep the laws of Kashrus. We call them a Jew who is Shomer Shabbos. So therefore, the term Shomer Shabbos is a shorthand for someone who is an observant Jew generally. But the enthusiastic acclamations of Shabbos in our Medrash go beyond that. Again, this is a Medrash we learned in depth 2 weeks ago. If you missed it, you could go onto Ayu Torah and catch the whole Shir. I'm not going to reteach what we learned. However, we learned tremendous, quote, enthusiastic acclamations of Shabbos. And we learned that Shabbos is equal to the entire Torah. We are taught just 1 Shabbos, properly observed, could bring the long-awaited final redemption. What an apropos learning from Mamish, Erev Shabbos, that is Erev Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. If we could just keep this 1 Shabbos properly, we won't have Tisha B'Av. We won't have Beit HaMitzrayim. We won't have mourning. We won't have lamentation. We won't cry for the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine if we just kept 1 Shabbos properly. And not only is Shabbos to equal all the other mitzvahs combined, but this fact is emphasized in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, and the Ksuvim. Clearly, Shabbos is, quote, Yesod HaYesodos, the foundation of all foundations. So Judaism is founded upon different foundations, but there is one Yesod to all the Yesodos, and that is Shabbos Kodesh. It is utterly foundational, and we need to explain why. And understanding why helps us appreciate Shabbos even more. You know, it's so common, you know, last week, Erev Shabbos, one of my kids said, I'm so excited at Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos. I'm so excited Shabbos is coming. And I know, I'm sure that many of us wait all week for Shabbos. It's really what keeps us going. The commentators sketch a vision of Shabbos that illuminates these teachings. Observance of Shabbos is not merely a matter of following the laws of Shabbos. So it's not just what's the halacha of borer and tochein and I don't know, schita and hotzah and bishul. It's not only about following the laws, but Shabbos and Shmir Shabbos encompasses a declaration of, quote, utmost faith. Now, if it's a declaration of my pure amunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, then I understand why it's Yesod HaYesodos. If, let's say Yesod HaYesodos, amunah, Shabbos, and keeping Shabbos properly is the foundation of a declaration of, quote, utmost faith. Scripture, the Torah proclaims a dual commandment regarding Shabbos. In one place in the Aseres HaDibros, which is in Parshas Yisro, Perach Chaf, we are told, Zacharis Yom HaShabbos Kadosh, you should remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In Parshas Veschanan, which is read Shabbos Nachamu, in Perakei of Devarim, we are told, Shamar Yom HaShabbos Kadosh. So we have this dual aspect of Shabbos. On the one hand, Zachar, we have to remember Shabbos. And on the other hand, Shamar, we have to guard the Sabbath. The commandment of Shamar, to guard, and that's how we refer to an observant Jew. We put him under the umbrella of Shomer Shabbos, refers to the various laws of Shabbos. Refraining from Malacha, and by refraining from Malacha, you sanctify day. So we don't do Hatzah, we don't do Bishol, we don't do Tochei, we don't do Bor, we don't do Shechita, we don't do Afia. You do not do those things. That's Shmir Shabbos. Through refraining from doing those things, we are sanctifying the day. What of Zachor? Zachor Yom HaShabbos Kadosh, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This commandment refers to, quote, the spiritual underpinnings of the Holy Sabbath. The faith, amunah, upon which it is based. The belief that we derive from Shabbos and the hope that Shabbos represents. So Zachor is the spiritual underpinnings of Shabbos, the amunah upon which Shabbos is based. The belief that we derive from Shabbos keeps us going the whole week. The amunah we derive on Shabbos keeps us going the whole week. And finally, the hope it represents. What are we ultimately longing and hoping for? Yom shekulo Shabbos umnucha l'chaye olamim. A day that is kulo Shabbos umnucha. It is totally cessation from the inanities of this world. And menucha rest, l'chaye olamim. We're talking about the eternal world of truth. Rambam codifies, I'm continuing, the 13 principles of faith. So we have these 13, Yud Gimel Ikare Amuna, based on the teachings of the Rambam. And these 13 principles of faith represent the essence of belief. So before I continue, I'm just going to tell you very quickly what are the 13 principles of faith. Okay, so the most famous one is Bevias HaMashiach, but there are actually 12 others. Okay, one is that the creator is the manhig, he is the borei, he is the creator, and the manhig, he's highly translated, the driver, the person in charge. Hashem is coordinating everything that happens. Yeah, as our school translate manhig, guides. He is the borei umanhig, he is the creator and the guide for all of the creations, and he alone does, and will do. Animami b'amuna shleima that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid. There is only one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There is no uniqueness like Him, and He is our God, past, present, and future. Number two, Hashem does not have physicality, corporeal qualities. Number four, He is Rishon and He is Achron. Hashem was here before anything else was here. Hashem will be here until the end of time, which we can't even conceive of exactly what that means. He is the Rishon and the Achron. Number four, it is worthy to pray to Him alone and not to pray to anyone else. Number six, Kol Divrei Nevi'im Emes. I believe that all the words of the prophets are true. Number seven, that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was true, and he was the father of all prophets for those who came before him and those who come after him. Eight, I believe that all the Torah that is found in our hand was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Hashem. Nine, I believe that this is the Torah. There is no other Torah from the Bori Yisbach Shemo. 10, I believe Hashem knows Kol Ma'aseh B'nei Adam V'chol Machshavosam. Hashem knows everything that we do, and He even knows our thoughts. 11, I believe in Schar and Onesh. Hashem is Gomel Tov L'Shomrei Mitzvosav. Hashem repays good to those who guard the mitzvos, and is Ma'anish L'Ovrei Mitzvosav. There's the concept of Schar and Onesh. 12 is Bevias HaMashiach V'afel Pishias Mameyam Kol Zechaklo. 13, there will be Tchias HaMesim. In the time when it will be desirable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will be the resurrection of the dead. These are the 13 principles of faith, Arega Echas. But I just told you what they are. Okay, so what does this all have to do with Shmir Shabbos? And if we keep one Shabbos, Mashiach will come. Rav Yosef Albo in Sefer HaIkarim sets forth three general principles And he says, excuse me, these three principles encompass all of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikari Emunah. So all 13 principles of faith can be grouped into one of three categories. One, the existence of God. There is a Borei, he exists, he is the Hayahovah V'yeh. Two, Torah is Mina Shemayim, called Divrei Nevi'im Emes, Lo Tei Torah Muchlafas, Lo Tei Torah Acheres, and finally, reward and punishment. There are three basic categories of our faith, and all the Yud Gimel Ikare Emunah can fit into one of these three categories. They are the existence of God, Torah is Mina Shemayim, and Schar Va'onesh. What does this all have to do with Shabbos? All three of these basic principles of faith are found in Shabbos. How so? What is number one? That God exists. There is a Ribono Shel Olam in this world. He is the Manhig and the Borei, not in that earth. The Borei Manhig, the Chol HaBruim. The Torah states in commanding us regarding the laws of Shabbos, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kachal. You remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And then what does it say? Ki Sheishas Yamim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim Ves Ha'aretz Es HaYam Ves Kosh HaRabam Ayarach B'Yam HaShvi. Shabbos reminds us that Hashem created in 6 days the heavens, the earth, everything that is in it. Therefore, principle number one of our Emunah, by keeping Shabbos, by being a Shomer Shabbos Yid, we bear witness that God is the creator of this world. And thus, we bear witness to the existence of the creator. So remember, Yosef Abel, Sefer HaIkarim, says that all of the Yud Gimel Ikare Emunah fit into one of three categories. There is a Ribono Shel Olam, he exists. Torah is Min HaShemayim, Schar Va'onesh. Shabbos proves, Shmira Shabbos, proves all these three categories, all these three elements of faith. One, if you keep Shabbos properly, Zachar Sam Shabbos Kacho, Kishay Shos Yamim, Asal Hashem Sashemayim Vesarts, I remember that God is the creator, and he alone created and controls and guides, Manhig, everything that happens here. That's the first aspect of faith that Shabbos proves. There is a Borei Olam. You stop. It's so profound. The whole week, we think we're creators. We're innovators. We're inventors, we're scientists, we're teachers, we're doctors, we're doing, we're producing, we're being productive. Shabbos comes and you stop. And you remember that there's only one Borei Olam. There's one Ribono Shel Olam who created the whole world. Shabbos reminds us there's a creator. Who Borei Umanig L'chol HaBruim. The second aspect, says Rav Yosef Albo, of our faith, which is one of the foundations of the Yud Gimel Ikare Emunah, is that Torah is Min HaShemayim. We said in the Yud Gimel Ikare Emunah, Lo Tei Torah Mechafes, Lo Tei Torah Acheres, called Divrei Nevi'im Emes, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Vashalom Haisa Amisi. So those three fit into Torah is Min HaShemayim. You have people who like to study the Bible, who are interested in Bible study and intellectual stimulation, very scholarly. They think it's an interesting text to study, not that it came from God. A person wrote all these stories. Chalila v'chas. And in fact, the more Torah you learn, literally, the more you know that's totally impossible. It's completely, totally impossible that there was a mortal person who could come up with the brilliance and depth of Torah. You know, I was just speaking to somebody yesterday. She's someone who had a stroke. Quite a number of years ago. And so her language is limited. There's a reason I'm saying that. And I speak to her once a week. I call her, I speak to her, and she always asks me to tell her Dvar Torah. It's beautiful. She always says, what's with the Parsha? Again, her language is limited because of the effects of the traumatic brain injury. It's like a little bit over a decade ago. So she always says, what's with the Parsha? But her understanding is crystal clear. She just has difficulty expressing. There's a reason I'm telling you this. So I was speaking to her yesterday, so she always says to me, what's with the parsha? So I always tell her a short, very short, 2 minute Dvar Torah on the parsha. And yesterday she says, again, she can't express herself clearly, so this is a big haskama. And it's mamash 2 minute Dvar Torah. She says, Torah is very nice. And she repeated it. She's a few decades older than me. She says, Torah is very nice. Torah is very nice. I was so happy. I was smiling on the phone. I said, that's right. Torah is very nice. Torah is so beautiful. So the second, and when you learn it more and more, someone said to me the other week, not a person in a compromised situation. I said to her, Torah is so deep. She says, it's not deep, it's transformational. It transforms your whole life. It transforms your relationship with God. Transforms your relationship with other people. What is the second of the principles that the Yud Gimel Ikare Emuna are founded upon, according to Sefer HaIkarim? That Torah is Min HaShemayim. What does it have to do with Shabbos? That Torah is Min HaShemayim. Shabbos is a day you're not in the fields. Shabbos is a day you're not in the office. Shabbos is the day you're not cooking. Shabbos is the day you're not in the kitchen. Shabbos is the day you're not by the river working the laundry. So what is there to do on Shabbos? Besides for the Seudah and Tefillah, what's there to do? Learn Torah. Shabbos is a day set aside for the study of Torah. With each word of Torah uttered, one proclaims his belief in the divine origin of Torah, bequeathed to us at Har Sinai by the Ribbono Shel Olam bekvodo v'atzma, Nocha Hashem Elokecha. So, on Shabbos, what are we meant to do with all the extra time? Read a romance novel? Sleep for 6 hours? There's nothing wrong with reading, as long as it's appropriate material, obviously. And it's commendable to refresh yourself and restore yourself, even saying this miros, the Hashem Meshubachas. But there has to be a balance. You have so much time for Torah study on Shabbos. Furthermore, the mitzvah of Shabbos is one of the Ten Commandments handed down at Har Sinai. So when you keep Shabbos, you're proving that we know and believe that this Torah was given to us at Har Sinai, that there is no other Torah, that Moshe is the father of all prophets, and all the words of the Nevi'im are emes. Therefore, by observing Shabbos, one affirms his belief in the revelation at Sinai, and the footnote here is quoting the Abarbanel to say for Yeshaya. So the first aspect of Emunah, upon which all Yud Gimel Ikare Emunah is founded, is that there is a creator. By observing Shabbos, we testify to ourselves, to our homes, and to anyone who knows that we are keeping Shabbos, that we believe that there's a Borei Olam. Why am I keeping Shabbos? Zachor, what am I remembering? I remind myself, I'm involved in testifying to the fact that God is a creator. That's what Shabbos proves. There is a creator. The second thing that Shabbos allows us is time for Torah study, because you're not working, you're not allowed, you're not cooking, you're not doing laundry, you're not going to meetings. So what should we do? Learn Torah. There's an inning of Torah learning on Shabbos, and therefore when we learn Torah on Shabbos, when we enhance our oneg and kavod Shabbos with limud Torah, you say to our Torah at the Shabbos table, engage the family in the divrei Torah at the Shabbos table, so therefore you prove that Torah is min haShemayim. What was the third principle of faith upon which all the Yud Gimel Ikara Emunah are founded? Reward and punishment, schar and onesh. Now, when will there be reward and punishment? It's not in this world, it's ultimately in the next world. The Shabbos is described as Me'ein Olam Haba in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, okay, 57b. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It is a day that is from the next world. And that is in turn called Yom Shkula Shabbos Umnucha in Maseches Sanhedrin. So this day that is Me'ein Olam Haba is a day that is Kula Shabbos. And the ultimate, when the Geula comes, a Mashiach, be Moshe Mashiach, a day that's Kula Shabbos. And again, it's so apropos to learn this Erev the 3 weeks, Mamish, Erev Shiva Asar B'Tamas. The granting of reward and the administering of punishment being administered, for man's deeds will take place primarily in the world to come. What we see in this world, we don't understand. It seems like people are rewarded in this world, punished in this world, but we don't understand anything about this world. Thus, the Shabbos, which foreshadows the end of days, the era of Yemos HaMashiach, Me'ein Olam Haba, is symbolic of the principle of reward and punishment. I believe in Schar and Onesh. Schar and Onesh will happen ultimately in Olam Haba. So you see that when we keep Shabbos, probably how many aspects of our Amunah we are fortifying and testifying to. We are fortifying our Amunah that there is a creator of this world. There are many people in this world. You think, what's the Chiddush? It's a tremendous Chiddush. There are so many people in this world who are so lost. They do not think there's a creator. They don't know there's a creator. They deny there's a creator. Oh, there's so many people in this world, Rachman and Slantino, Kshenishpa, captured babies who were never educated. and the Ummah Sholam, who deny that there's a Ribbono Sholam, and you keep Shabbos, you testify there is a Ribbono Sholam, Zachar ki sheshes yamim asah Hashem es hashamayim v'esaretz. The second thing that Shabbos strengthens is our commitment to Torah. Because if you can't be involved in anything else, because all of the malacha is asur, take time, say a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos table, engage the family, go to an afternoon share. It's wonderful to have one of Shabbos. It's great if you have time to read Mishpacha. It's beautiful, but if you can, learn Pirkei Avos after Mincha. It's a time for Limud HaTorah. So Shabbos proves, proper Shmir Shabbos proves that I believe Torah is Minas Shamayim. If it wasn't Minas Shamayim, why would I waste my time with it? And the third thing that Shabbos proves in the belief in Schar and Onesh and Tchiyas HaMesiv, because Shabbos is in essence a day that is just a taste, a foreshadowing of what will it be like, be a Mos HaMashiach, L'chaye Olamim. Observance of Shabbos, therefore, in its fullest sense, goes beyond the minutiae of the Sabbath law. So of course you have to keep the halachos of Shabbos. Of course you have to do Shmir Shabbos in terms of Shamar Shem Shabbos Kacho and do your best to know what the halachos are or are not. I mentioned last time the bandit on my hand and Rav Hershel Shechter. Of course you have to know what the halachos are. But it goes beyond that. We must embrace the fundamental tenets of faith that form the basis for Jewish life. That means that Shabbos represents the fundamental tenets of faith that are the most basic to Jewish life. And that's why we describe a person who is Shomer Shabbos as someone who keeps Kol HaTorah Kula. Because Shabbos represents, as we're learning now, all the basic tenets of our faith. A person cannot claim to have truly fulfilled a Shabbos obligation until he sanctifies the act of Shmira, the halachos of Shabbos, by engaging in Zechira, remembering that there's a Borei Olam, remembering Torah's Minas Shamayim, knowing and believing that there's a Yemos HaMashiach. On the Sabbath, we remember the Creator of all, whose act of creation commemorated Sabbath. We remember the revelation at Sinai, which gave us the Torah, which is studied on the day of Shabbos. By the way, that's why, like, one of the reasons, interestingly, that Shemitah is called Shabbos. Okay? Shemitah and Parachav Hei Vayikra, Shemitah is called Shabbos. It's Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat La'aret, Shabbat La'Hashem. It's the same idea. What is Shemitah? This year is still Shemitah year. The year is coming to a close, but it is still a Shemitah year. If you were a Zohar to be, perhaps in Eretz Yisrael, you tasted some Kedusha Shvis, maybe. You have to be very careful when you're buying stores, the Hechsherim, you have to check very carefully. This year is a Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah proves that Hashem created the heaven and earth. If he didn't create it, why would I do this? Because it's not mine. Shemitah proves Torah is Minas Shamayim, because I have more time to learn Torah. Shemitah proves Schar and Onish because how great, the Gemara calls them Gibore Koach, how great will be the Schar. For he who testifies that God created the world and Torah is Minas Shemayim, and therefore I keep Shemitah. So again, another idea, where else something is called Shabbos, this idea that underlying three principles of faith. Furthermore, interesting, Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos. So Yom Kippur is also called a Shabbos. When we keep Yom Kippur like we're supposed to, it proves that we believe Hashem created this world, and we are meshubah to Him, and we must answer to the Creator. If I'm the Creator, I don't have to answer to anybody. I never have to clap a vidui if I'm in charge of myself. But if there's a Creator, I'm accountable to the Creator. It proves that Torah is Minas Shamayim, because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, not today, they had a whole process of avoda that was prescribed by the Torah. And finally, Yom Kippur proves Schar V'Onesh, because what do we believe? We believe that on this day everyone is stamped in the book of Schar, the book of Onesh. So you see, whenever there is a term used to delineate a mitzvah, or a process, or a time frame of Shabbos, we have all these three ideals and tenets of our faith. And finally, one must remember our future hope, the time of the final redemption. How apropos for Erev Shivas Arbat Tammuz, when justice will be carried out and the world will be remade, quote, in the image of the Holy Sabbath. B'yamos HaMashiach me'ein olam haba yom shekula Shabbos umnucha l'chaye olamim. Justice will be carried out and the world will be remade in the image of the Holy Sabbath. Thus, coming back to our original question, why is Shabbos equal to Kol Torah Kulo? And therefore, if you keep one Shabbos, it's as if you kept Kol Torah Kulo, and the Mashiach will immediately come, says the Midrash. Thus, Shabbos is a mitzvah like no other. It encompasses all the principles of our faith. It brings together in one single observance the most essential principles of our faith. Take the Yud Gimel Ikar Emunah. They can all, says the Sefer HaIkarim, be broken down into one of three foundations, like a tripod, a shlosh dvarim ha'olam ha'meid. Now God is the creator, Torah min ha'shamayim, Schar v'onush and Tchias ha'mesim in olam ha'ba. Shabbos, by Shmir Shabbos, properly, we testify to all these three things. Think about this tonight. Try to think about it tonight. When we usher in Shabbos, when we l'hadik ner shel Shabbos, what we are really saying, God, you created the world. I believe you created the world. Not only did you create it, you're the manhig. Secondly, I believe with perfect faith that Torah is min ha-shamayim. Nobody could have made this up. It's not possible. It's so brilliant. It's literally not possible. We only touch the tip of the iceberg. And finally, Yubal Shalom, I believe that there's a day that's coming that is Me'ein Olam Haba, Yom Shekula Shabbos Umducha. And so Shabbos is a mitzvah like no other. It brings together in one cohesive whole, single observance of the most essential principles of our faith. And that's why it's Yesod HaYesod of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yesod HaYesod. And that's why you describe a frum Jew as a Shomer Shabbos Yid. You should call him, Shomer Taras HaMishpach Yid. Shomer Chinuch HaBanim Yid. You should call him Shomer Eating Pesach, Eating Matzah on Pesach Yid. Why is this the term, the Torah, for a Jew who is from? Because Shabbos encompasses all aspects of what it means, al pi Torah, to be a from Yid. The teaching of our Midrash is now entirely understandable. If all of Israel were to observe even one single Shabbos in the prescribed manner, it would be as if Kol Torah Kula was kept and all the Yesod HaYesodos are upheld by the entire nation. Then the nation would be made whole again. It's the worst aspect of Galus. One of the worst aspects of Galus is that our nation is splintered. Our nation is not whole. Our nation is broken because of Galus. We would be made whole again, and therefore the children of God, our faith restored, would prove themselves worthy of the final redemption, and it will no longer be withheld, and then the Geula, which is Shabbos Umnucha L'Chayei Olamim, will ultimately come. So I thought it was an extremely powerful, relevant, applicable commentary to the Midrash and the understanding. First of all, our enhancement of Shabbos, our understanding of the Yesod HaYesodot and what Shabbos proves and reminds us of, and how we understand the Midrash that says if just one Shabbos would come, then the Geula would come, and we understand why Shabbos is connected to Kol Torah Kula. I now want to go back. We finished last time very briefly because I did not have time, to the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, where we have a different opinion, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Where was it? 1 second, I just had this when I prepared last night. I lost my place for 1 second. Okay. Oh, I have it right here, sorry. Okay. So I just wasn't seeing it on the top of the Amud. So the Gemara tells us in Kuf Yod Ches Amud Beis as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Il Mali Misham in Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kehil Chasan Miyad Negalim. If Israel, what meaning Bnei Yisrael, would observe Shtei Shabbosos, that is two Shabbosos, Kehil Chasan, according to the Halacha, Miyad Negalin, immediately the redemption would come. What is the proof for that? So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk from Yeshayahu, and the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Hu Perek Nun Vav Pasuk Dalet, Ki Ko Amar Hashem La Sarisim Asher Yishmu Es Shabbososai, Ubacharu ka ba'asher chafatzdi u'mechzikim b'vrisi. So says Hashem to the chamberlains who guard my Sabbaths. Yishmu es shabsosai, who will guard my Sabbaths, and to the young men, like I desired, who will strengthen my covenant. It's a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Vav, pasuk Dal, that the Gemara quotes. So the Gemara says, this proves, Hashem says, to those who guard the covenant, you have to be shomer shabsosai, which is obviously plural. Plural of Shabbos is not Shabbosim. The plural of Shabbos is Shabbosos. So, Yishmu as Shabbosos, I says the Pasuk, it proves So then you have to keep two Shabbosos. And then the Gemara continues, Ukasiv Bas, right? And the Pasuk says right after that, the two Pasukim later in Yeshayahu, Laviosim El Har Kodshi, I will bring them to my holy mountain, Visimachtim Beveis Tfilasi, I will have them rejoice in my house of prayer, Olosehim Visivchem Liratzon Al Mizbechi, their Olos and Zivachim, their Karbanos, are an appeasement upon my altar, Kibesi Beis Tfili, Kare Lechal Ha'amim, because my house is a house of prayer, will call for our nations. So the first Pasuk is in Yeshayahu Nun Vav Dalet. The second pasuk I just quoted is Yeshayahu Nun Vav Zayin. So three pasukim later, after it says Yishmu Es Shabsosai, they must guard my Sabbaths, plural. The pasuk then says, I will bring them to my holy mountain. I will cause them to rejoice in my house of prayer. Their sacrifices will be an appeasement on the altar. So the Gemara says, these two psukim in juxtaposition to each other, Yishmu as Shabsosai, Visimachtim Beves Tfilasi, Valviosim Ahar Kodshi, proves that we must keep two Shabbosos. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Ilmali Misham Yisrael as Shtei Shabbosos, Kechasan Miyad Negalin. When we keep two Shabbosos properly, we'll immediately be redeemed. Again, we're waiting for the Geula, particularly apropos during this time of Erev Shivas Arba Tammuz. I mentioned it last time quickly, and I'm going to read you the footnote from the Gemara as well, Art Scroll Gemara. I mentioned it last time quickly, but I just think it's particularly relevant that not only the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yod Ches on the base that if we keep two Sabbaths, we will immediately be redeemed, but I find it particularly compelling that it's Davka Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who teaches that. Okay? It's in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Why is that so compelling to me? Because we know the famous Maisa. We spoke about it in depth a year ago, maybe a little bit more. The famous Maisa, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son have to hide in the cave. Okay. Masechta Shabbos Lamed Gimel, they have to hide in the cave. The Romans want to kill them, so they hide for 12 years. They come out, they're burning everything up. Then God says, you came out l'hachriv olami. You have to go back to your cave. Shuvu l'mara sechem. After a year, so they're there for 13 years, they come out again. And everywhere Rabbi Elazar looks, he's burning everything up. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai heals what his son is burning up. He says, my son, the kanos of me and you is enough for the world. And then they see an old man, a husaba, an old man. And it's twilight, it's Erev Shabbos. And he's running with two twigs. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, where are you going? What are you doing? Why do you have two twigs? So the man says, one is for Zachar and one is for Shamar, which particularly has new meaning since we learned the insights brought down in the Aretz Kol Medrash Shabbat elucidated. Shamar means I have to keep the Shabbos. Zachar is the spiritual underpinnings of remembering that there's a creator, remembering Torah's Minashamayim, believing in Yemosa Mashiach, Schar Va'onish, and Tchir Samisim. So this old man, Hohu Saba, is an old man, and he's running. It's like being a Shmashos, and he has to get home very, very quickly. So he says to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I'm running because I have one twig for Zachar and one twig for Shamar. And with that, their minds had Yishuv Hadas. Their minds were put at ease. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, see how special are the mitzvos to Kal Yisrael. Again, what mitzvah did he see a person engaging in? It could have been any mitzvah. It wasn't Yom Kippur mitzvah. He saw a person running to the mikveh of Yom Kippur. It wasn't drawing water for the Mayim Shalanu for baking matzah on Pesach. It wasn't the mitzvah of he saw a woman he shouldn't see, but hurrying to the mikveh to keep Taras HaMishpacha. He didn't see a mother sending her child to Chinuch HaBanim V'Shinantim L'Vanecha. What mitzvah specifically gave Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Yishuv Hadas after he came out 13 years? It was such a kana that they couldn't handle that other people were farming and plowing. How could you be involved in Chaye Sha'al when there's Chaye Olam, Manichim Chaye Olam? You should be learning Torah every second. They didn't understand that people have to be involved in things in this world only when they saw an old Jew, a Husab, running to keep Shabbos. Then their minds had Yishuv Hadas. Then they said, look how precious are the mitzvos. So once again, you see, Shabbos represents all the mitzvos in the Torah. Because what was the illustration that gave them Menuchas HaNefesh and Simchas HaChaim, once again, of people in this world? Shabbos. Because Shabbos proves, when we keep Shabbos properly, welcome Shabbos properly, prepare for Shabbos properly, behave properly on Shabbos, keep the halachos, remember God created the world, make time for Torah study, believe in the Me'ein Olam Haba, L'chaye Olamim, we prove that there's a creator. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had Yishuv Adash. When I see a Jew, didn't say he saw him keeping kosher and shechting the animal kalacha. Could have said that also. No. Zohar and Shomer, so Shabbos the Kachal, when Jews are Dveikus to Shabbos, when we cling to Shabbos because it's Yesoda, Yesodos, then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, I understand that the Jewish people have such a moon under Ribbono Shel Olam. And that man was holding two flowers, two twigs, two myrtle branches. And he said, one is for Zohar and one is for Shomer. So perhaps, I have no idea if this is emesdek or not, but it seems to me to make sense that perhaps the two twigs gave Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai the Yishuv Hadas to understand, Shtei Shabbosos Kehachasan Miyad Nigalin. One Shabbos should be devoted to, even though you have to do, of course, both aspects on every Shabbos. One Shabbos is the Zachar element, perfecting Zachar Shema Shabbos Kacho. One Shabbos will be perfecting the Shomer Shema Shabbos Kacho. And then Miyad Nigalin. And we learn to perfect the Zechira aspects of Shabbos. And when we learn to perfect the Shmira aspect of Shabbos, represented by two different Shabbosos, Miyad Nigalin. Now we won't have a Tisha B'Av. And we won't have the 3 weeks. I'm going totally out of order. Now we won't have the 9 days. So I want to now quote the article Gemara, elucidated with the much shorter footnote than the footnote that we just did in Medrash Rabbah, which is a whole drush into understanding the Yisodos of Shabbos. But this is also very important and interesting, so I didn't have time last time. The first verse from Yeshayahu speaks of those who observe the Sabbaths in the plural. The second verse then relates that these Sabbath plural observers will be taken to God's house of prayer. That's what we're going to sit on more on Tisha B'Av for. So Hashem says, if you keep Shabbosai, that's Shu'alim Hilchubo. Foxes prowl atop the temple. It won't be anywhere. It won't be Har Tzion Shashamim, finishes the Megillah in Eicha. Har Tzion is desolate. Foxes prowl there. I told you, I don't know if I told this year, a different year, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we were in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. What is Chos? Oh, sorry. That's just a ping from an email. I didn't realize my volume is up on my computer. Okay. So when we were zochah to be in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, so Erev Pesach was Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos. If you remember this year, it was Erev Shabbos. So, Tainis Bechorim. So, my sons, two of my boys, went to Daven by the Kotel that morning. It was Friday morning. And they said the whole time, my eldest one told me, the whole time they were there, they were hearing what it sounded like fireworks. And then only after he saw in the news that there was rioting on Har Habayis, the Palestinians were rioting, they were throwing chairs, and I don't know what else they were throwing up there. And the IDF, the Mishtara, the police were firing back. I don't know if it was live bullets, whatever it was. There was a rioting and fighting atop our base. That's what Hashem wants for our base. That's what Hashem wants. The rotten. Oh, the same vizivichem, the rotten on Mizbechi. I want your olos. I want your zvachim. I want the korban tamid again. Rav Yosem al Har Kodshi, says the pasuk. What's the pasuk? Pasuk dal that comes a couple pasukim before. If you keep my shabsosai, Har Tzion will no longer be desolate. We won't have, Rechman al-Etzlan, the matzav we have today. You could be in Eretz Yisrael today and we're still in Golos. And all you have to do is look at Har Tzion, Shoshamim, Shu'alu Hilchuba, to know that we are still in Golos. So you want to know the key to Geula? Shabbos. Shabbos is the key to Geula. The second verse relates that these Shabbos observers will be taken to God's house of prayer, the Beis HaMikdash, which will be rebuilt amidst the final redemption. And therefore, from this Perek in Yeshayahu, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is able to prove to you that if you keep two Shabbosos kira'ui, miyad nigalin. Two Sabbaths are required, article footnote. Two Sabbaths are required because this is very, very beautiful. Every Shabbos influences the weekdays that follow. So in other words, tonight Baruch Hashem is Shabbos. When we keep Shabbos, Kira'ui, this Shabbos, both the Zachar and the Shomer aspects, as we're understanding in today's Shir, so then it influences the week that's coming. Okay, so in other words, everything coming this week will be influenced by this Shabbos. Shabbos influences the weekdays that follow, and the weekdays influence the Shabbos that follows them. So we have a process of two Shabbosos, because this Shabbos influences the weekdays, where we're going to be involved in Chol, but with the Hashpa of Shabbos. And then the weekdays will then influence the Shabbos that's coming. Therefore, if a single Shabbos is observed perfectly, it's not yet a perfect state of completion, because it's missing the benefit of the previous Shabbos. So even though you might have one Shabbos in isolation observed perfectly, it's missing the hashpa'ah, the benefit, the kedusha of the previous Shabbos. However, when two consecutive Shabbosos are properly observed, one, like let's say this week, halavai, and then halavai next week, the second Shabbos attains perfection, and then the Jews merit redemption. This is based on the Sfas Emes to Vayikra and the Pachar Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Kohner. Okay? So in other words, understanding is that two Shabbosos each perfects each other, and you have a complete unit. The first Shabbos is kept perfectly. Plot affects and will cause Kedusha to flow into the week that will come. The Kedusha of the week that will come will flow into Kaviyachal, the Shabbos that's coming, and then you have a perfect unit of absolute Kedusha sandwiched between two Shabbosos. The footnote continues and says, Yerushalmi Tainis 1:1, I do not have Talmud Yerushalmi, I could not look it up, and Shmos Rabbah 25:12, which is what we spent two classes on, state that if one observes one Shabbos properly, the Jews will merit the redemption. So I gave my own idea as to why I think Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, perhaps said that if we keep two Shabbosos based on the experience with Ahu Saba, you understood how precious Shabbos is to Am Yisrael. That's what gave him Yishuv Hadas and Nechama after coming out of the cave, seeing how a person runs with two twigs when we perfect the aspect of Zachar Shema Shabbos Kacho, represented by one Shabbos. And then we perfect the aspect of Shamar Shema Shabbos Kacho, represented by a second Shabbos. Then Miyad Nigalin, immediately Israel will be redeemed. I want to go now to, we still have a few minutes, so we're going to continue learning. To a piece, an essay by Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, in a sefer called Mitocha Ohal Tfilo Shabbos. Okay. I just quoted from a sefer Mitocha Ohal Torah in Ashir yesterday, so this is a different sefer in this series. It's called Mitocha Ohal. I really wanted to quote much more, but I do not have time, so I will just quote a short excerpt. Okay? Excuse me. So what we just said is that if we keep two Shabbosos, each Shabbos is influencing each other by being connected through the weekdays. So, writes Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, it's a much longer essay, much longer than what I have time to quote. The 6 days of work look forward to the arrival of Shabbos. A Jew during those 6 days looks forward to Shabbos. So the days of the week itself look forward to Shabbos. Hayom Sheni l'Shabbos, Hayom Shlishi, Hayom Yom Shlishi l'Shabbos. The days of the week look forward to Shabbos. And the Jew who's working looks forward to Shabbos. One does not just enter Shabbos, excuse me, one prepares all week for the arrival of Shabbos. With the arrival of Wednesday, he quotes a well-known Talmudic principle from Maseches Pesachim that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday belong to the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday belong to the coming Shabbos, which is why you can make Havdalah through Tuesday, but not after that. With the arrival of Wednesday, I don't have time for this. Excuse me. With the arrival of Wednesday, Yom Revi'i, one's attention turns to the forthcoming Shabbos. So you see how all the days of the week are connected to one Shabbos. Sunday, Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi are connected to the previous Shabbos. Revi'i, Chamishi, and Shishi are connected to the coming Shabbos. So the whole week, a Jew should be connected to Shabbos. When we count, we're counting how many days to the Shabbos, how many days from the Shabbos to the Shabbos. With the arrival of Wednesday, one's attention turns with a greater focus to the forthcoming Shabbos. This is what I really wanted to get to. The Maggid of Koznitz cites a classic Hasidic thought in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, the Besht. There's a pasuk in Sefer Shemos, Perek Lamed Daled, Becharish uvakatsir tishbos, Becharish uvakatsir, with plowing and harvesting, tishbos you shall see, Shavat. Becharish, from plowing, uvakatsir, and harvesting, tishbos you shall rest. The word charish, plowing, ches, resh, shin, is an acronym for chamishi, revi'i, shishi. Okay, this is coming from the Maggid of Koznitz, in the name of the best, Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Shemos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Becharish, from plowing, Uvekotzir, and harvesting, Tishbos. On Shabbos, like we said, you're not doing any of that. You have time to remember God's a creator, not me of this field. You have time to learn Torah, and you have time to contemplate Yemos HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim, L'chaye Olamim. Charish, says the Baal Shem Tov, Ches, Reish, Shin, is an acronym for Chamishi, Revi'i, and Shishi. The verse suggests that just as the act of plowing is a preparation for planting, you have to plow before you can plant, Charish is preparation for planting, so too, Chamishi, Revi'i, and Shishi are preparation for Shabbos. The first 3 days of the week are parallel to the harvesting. You benefit from what was accomplished on the previous Shabbos. And the 3 final days of the week are the preparation for the coming Shabbos. And therefore, one does not just enter Shabbos, as Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter, one prepares all week for the arrival of Shabbos. But from the 4th day, you commit to preparing more eagerly and more earnestly than on the first 3 days, which are still connected to the previous Shabbos. Just the last paragraph, and I'm done, it's 2 sentences. One does not just enter Shabbos. One prepares all week for the arrival of Shabbos. And beginning on Yom Revi'i, Charish, Chamishi, Revi'i, Shishi, says the Baal Shem Tov, we begin more earnestly preparing for Shabbos. And one prepares with the utmost mindfulness on the day immediately prior to Shabbos, which is today. We should have the utmost mindfulness in our preparation, Heichinu Asher Yaviu, immediately prior to Shabbos. If we want to gain the most out of Shabbos, it requires and deserves our careful, proactive preparation and forethought. Halavai, we should be zochet to keep Shabbos kura'ui, one for Zachar, one for Shamar, Shtei Shabbosos kura'ui, where they benefit from each other. We understand that Shabbos is equal to Kol Torah Kulo. Halavai, we should reach such a level as a klal, as one unit. And then perhaps, miyad nigalin, and there will be no need for the mourning of the Churban. We will be zochet to see, says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, laviosim al har kadshi, v'simacht and beveis tfilasi, olasem v'zivchem l'ratzon al mizbechi, ki beisi beis tefila, yakara lechol ha'amim. We should be zochet to merit it in the schus of Shabbos, immediately and in our days. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. I thank you for joining. I thank our hostess and sponsor very much. Tisku l'mitzos olamaisim tovim. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov and thank you to all.